You're listening to a message brought to you by Christian Life Church. If you would like to find out more about us, go to www.clch.cc.
So we're in a series on the Holy Spirit. In that series, we're in a sub-series on Advent. Advent means arrival. Oh, I've got news. The King is coming. The King is coming. And he's actually come. And he keeps coming to us. And his glory is going to fill the whole. We sung the glory. Whole earth is filled with his glory. But what is most interested, the part of the whole earth that is most interested in filling is your heart. And that is where he's going to fill the whole earth. Whole earth with his glory. It's going to be seen in us. And one day he will come on the clouds and everybody will see him. But until then, God can see his, people can see his glory in us. And he wants to come more and more in us. So we don't just look back at Advent when Jesus came for the first time. We say, come again, Lord Jesus. Come, you know, in the clouds one day, but come now. Come now. Jesus is coming. I've got a question for you. What? There's a few newborn babies around. John and Emily aren't here today. What do you think of? So think back to when your children, boys, you've got children, when they were born in those first few days. What is the first thing that comes to mind when you think of a new baby? Sorry? Lack of sleep, yeah. Anything else? Dirty nappies. Crying. What? Learning, yeah. What was that, sorry? Purity. That's a good one. We've got a good one at last. Anything else? What? Help. Yeah. Possibilities. Okay. I noticed that nobody said peace. But when the angels announced the birth of Jesus to the shepherds, they proclaimed peace to all people. And we see that Jesus thinks of a new baby differently from what he thinks of peace differently. And so this series of Advent, we're going to follow the four themes of Advent. The theme for this Sunday in Advent is peace. And it links into our series on the Holy Spirit. We've not set that aside because the Holy Spirit brings peace. It's part of his fruit. So let's read from Luke 2, 8 to 20. And there were shepherds living out on the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was an angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." The angel announced peace amongst those who God is pleased with. And that's us, because we believe in Jesus. We have his favor, his pleasure. He grants us peace. But this was predicted actually hundreds of years before by the prophet Isaiah. A well-known verse where he says, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. Lots of things said in there that Jesus will be, and there's lots of things in that scripture, but one thing that's said, the only thing that's said twice is peace. He'll be the Prince of Peace, and of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. One thing that kind of works against peace in our lives, lots of things work against peace in our lives. For a lot of people, one thing that works against peace is Christmas. Yeah? Christmas can be a stressful time. And I was talking to somebody recently who said that their son, their idea of peace at Christmas is December the 27th when the family goes home. Everybody leaves and they're on their own. I don't think that's the real idea of Christmas. But sometimes it can be stressful. And God doesn't want that, but God wants us to have peace at all times. And the message of Christmas is that God brings peace. So if we're not getting peace, perhaps we've got our focus on the wrong message of Christmas. But I want to make 4 points about peace. Firstly, we can have peace with God. Romans 5 verse 1 says this. Therefore, since you have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus our Lord has done for us. We have peace with God. What does that mean? Because we believe, it says, because we have faith, we have peace with God. The fact is, before we put our faith in Jesus, we don't have peace with God. We have enmity. Not that God is our enemy, but we, because of our unbelief and our behavior, disobedience, were enemies of God. Now, that's perhaps not the message you want to hear, but we were, as unbelievers, we are enemies with God. But there's good news coming. The fact is, we've all said it, we have peace with God. So Romans 5 verse 10, same book, chapter 5. Since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his son, while we were still his enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of his son. So now we can rejoice in a wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus has made us friends of God. Colossians 1 puts it quite clear. You were his enemies, separated from him by your evil thoughts and actions. Yet now he has reconciled you to himself through the death of Christ in his physical body. As a result, he has brought you into his own presence, and you are holy and blameless as you stand before him without a single fault. The fact is, without Jesus, because of our behavior, we make ourselves enemies of God. It sounds harsh, but the Bible puts it quite clearly like that. We are enemies of God. Not God is never against us, but we were against God. And there's nothing we could do about it, but it says that Jesus did something about it. It says, while we were still his enemies, Jesus came and made friendship. He took all the responsibility. He did all the work on the cross. He took away the barrier that caused us to be enemies and said, you can be friends again. Put your faith in Jesus. And so when we put our faith in Jesus, we go from being enemies of God to be friends of God, and we become his children. And when we were kind of at war with God, we're now at peace with God. We have the peace of God. This is the hope of the message of Christmas, of Jesus, that we can have peace with God. We were far away, his enemies, and we can come close, be his friends, his children. We can have peace with God. Secondly, we can have the peace of God. So, life can be full of worries. Has anybody ever had no worries in life? Put your hand up. So, since you became a Christian, anybody now have no worries? No. Life can be stressful. Life can take away our peace. But God wants to give not only peace with God, but the peace of God, that we can experience his peace in our hearts. Philippians 4 says this, Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. In another version, it says, the peace of God surpasses understanding. Sometimes we go through situations where the logical feeling is not peace. It's stress, it's worry, it's fear because of the situation. But sometimes, in those situations, God can give peace, which doesn't make any sense because of the situation. Does that make sense? I know people here that have experienced that, that the peace of God has come in dreadful situations. And it's through prayer often. Your prayers, people praying for you, that you can experience God's peace. I know Henry's experienced this. Had some stuff going on. But you can experience God's peace in the midst of it. Peace is not because everything's sorted. Everything's resolved. It's because God gives peace. Jesus said this, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Now Jesus said, a promise of Jesus, in this world you will have trouble. So if you've got trouble, nothing wrong. You're just living out the promise of Jesus. But he said, don't fear. I've overcome the world. Jesus didn't give peace because everything's going to be okay. He gave peace because he is the Prince of Peace. And in every situation, he can rule with peace. He didn't have a peaceful life, Jesus, on the outside. But he always had peace on the inside. He was in a storm. People frequently tried to kill him. And eventually they did kill him. The most horrible death. But because he's the Prince of Peace, he never lacked peace. And he's the God that's with us in peace. And the peace comes from knowing that God is in control. Jesus went to the cross and into the grave, knowing that his Father is faithful. Knowing it will be awful, but knowing that his Father is faithful. We can have the peace of God. We can have the peace of God today. Thirdly, just want to say, choose peace. Choose peace. In every situation that causes stress, choose peace. By faith, receive the peace that God offers. God is always offering peace, and we need to receive it. And the first way that we can receive it is by prayer. As we read just earlier, pray about everything, be anxious for nothing. Choose peace. Psalm 34, verse 14 says, turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Sometimes it needs a bit of pursuing. Fourthly, carry peace. In Luke 10, this is a chapter where Jesus sent out his 72 disciples in twos to preach the gospel. And he gave them this instruction. Whenever you enter someone's home, first say, may God's peace be on this house. If those who live there are peaceful, the blessing will stand. If they are not, the blessing will return to you. In some versions it says, your peace will return to you. Which means that he expected his disciples to carry peace with them. He had promised them peace. He said to them, peace be with you. And he expected them to go out into the world and say, peace be on this house. And then there's a choice. If there's a man of peace there, it will stay in that house. So we can be carriers of peace. I believe that peace is a gift from God. It's a fruit of the Spirit. And it's something we can receive by faith, even when we're not quite sure. We don't necessarily always feel peaceful. But we can not only receive peace, but we can bless one another with peace. Amen. So, I think I've lost a page, which means, just to say, we can have peace with God. If you've never come to God and asked Him to forgive your sins and promised to, and made a declaration you want to follow Him, then kind of your enemies with God. But the good news is today you can have peace with God. You can know His presence within you, His Holy Spirit within you, and His peace, and become His friend and His child. I want to say, if that's you today, whether you're here in the room or online, I want to pray a prayer now for you to say, I want to make peace with God. Just to pray. I'm going to pray the prayer. And if you want to pray it in your heart, then pray it with me, because you can receive peace with God and peace of God, but also a relationship with God, a friendship, and become His child. But it means that you're going to have to follow Him. You're making a declaration to follow Him. So I want to pray a prayer. And if you, can we just bow our heads? And if you want to pray that prayer for the first time, and maybe you're online, so you can pray it as well. But if you're in the room and you want to pray that prayer today, I just want to like to know who I'm praying with. Just put your hand up and then you can put it down if I've seen you. Yeah. Anybody else? Thank you. Put your hand down now. Anybody else want to just pray that prayer for the first time? Father, I pray with those online and those in the room. Just declare, thank you, Jesus, that you came on the cross and you gave your life that I can have peace with God. And I want to just turn away from my sins and turn to you, God. Declare that I want to follow you. Take away my sins. Give me peace with you and peace from the Holy Spirit. I pray for your Holy Spirit to fill me and help me live my life for you in Jesus' name. Amen. Also want, I know there's probably many situations in the room where people are just feel that peace has been taken away because of the situation. So I was going to say we're not going to pray for you, but actually we have the authority as Christians to declare to one another, peace be on you. So we're going to do that. We're going to declare together, peace be on you. So if we could all stand. And if you know that you're struggling at the moment to really experience the peace of God, could you play, Tim? If you're really struggling because of a situation or because of whatever, maybe just struggling in your mind, you don't need to stand if you don't want to move. Then just put your hand up. And I want those around just to put your hands on and declare peace. We have the authority to declare peace beyond this person. So if you need peace, put your hand up. Put it up high. Musicians are going to play. And if those are around, just put your hand on these people and declare peace. Anybody else? Yeah. You can just put your hand up. And then when put it down, when somebody's praying for you, there's somebody needs prayer here. You can put your hand down when, if there's somebody praying for you. Well, there is. Okay. So just begin to declare peace. I'm not going to pray. Well, I am going to just declare. Father, thank you that your peace is not that we summon it up from inside. It's not because everything's right. It is your gift from us. So we choose now. We choose not to worry about anything. We pray about everything. We're going to pray, Father. We're going to pray about everything. But right now, we just declare that we're going to receive your peace. Receive your peace. Even before you resolve the stuff that's causing us anxiety, we choose your peace. We choose your peace. Peace come in Jesus' name. Be still.
cross and made for sinners. For every curse is blood atoned. One final breath and it was finished. But not the end we could have known. For the earth began to shake and the veil was torn. What sacrifice was made as a heaven's
shit.